Will you please turn to 2 Timothy?
我们看提摩太后书
Chapter 4
第四章
Verses 7 and 8
一七第八两节
I have combated the good combat. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth the crown of righteousness is laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will render to me in that day, but not only to me, but also to all who love his appearing.
第七节，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，这是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
And then 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章。
We read from verse 3 through verse 5.
我们从看第三节到第五节。
For walking in flesh, we do not war according to flesh.
我们因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不借着血气征战。
For the arms of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful according to God, to the overthrow of strongholds.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
Overthrowing reasonings and every high thing that lifts itself up against the knowledge of God, and leading captive every thought into the obedience of the Christ.
像各样的计谋，各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事。一概攻破了，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他们都顺服基督。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一个祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together again this day.
主，我们感谢你在今天，你再一次把我们召聚来到你的面前。
How precious is Thy presence!With us.
你的同在向着我们是何等的宝贵。
We pray, Lord, that Thou will open our understanding.
主，就求你打开我们的悟性。
That we may see all that Thou hast wanted us to see.
我们就看见你要我们所看见的。
And to enter into all the experiences that Thou want us to experience.
我们就进到一切你要我们进入的经历的里头。
Dear Lord, we do want to live for Thee.
主，我们就是将要活在你的跟前。
And allowing Thy will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
And we do pray that our living here may speed up Thy imminent return.
我们但愿我们活在地上，就是催促你快快的回来。
We give this time over to you this morning.
今天早晨，我们再把这个时间交给你。
Speak, thy servant heareth.
主啊，请说，仆人静听。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Thank God for gathering us together again this morning.
我们感谢主，再有一次机会叫我们在他跟前聚集。
I believe everybody knows what are we fellowshipping this time.
我想你们每个人都知道，这次我们要交通的是什么。
We have been fellowshipping on that shout of victory in the life of the Apostle Paul.
我们要交通的保罗在他生命幕后那个得胜的呼喊。
The reason why the Apostle Paul can shout.Victory, it is because of the victory of Christ.
保罗有这个得胜的复生，因为我们的主他有得胜的复生。
And I do believe that it is the will of God.
我深信这是神的心意。
That every one of us who believe in Him,
我们所有相信他的人
will share in the shout of victory.
我们都在这得胜的复生里头有一份。
We mentioned that our Christian life has three dimensions.
我们讲过，我们基督徒的生活有三个的方面。
First,
第一个
there is the Godward dimension.
向着神的一个方向。
And this is what the Apostle Paul said, I have kept the faith.
那就是保罗所说的，当信的道我守住了。
And the second dimension is towards ourselves.
第二个是向着我们自己的。
And the Apostle Paul said, I have finished the race.
那就是保罗说，当跑的路我跑尽了。
But there is another dimension sometimes we neglect.
但是还有一个方向常常我们会忽略的。
And it is the dimension against God's enemy.
就是要反对神的仇敌。
So here the Apostle Paul said, I have combated the good combat.
所以保罗在这里说，那美好的仗我打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
我打了美好的仗。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
sometimes we forget.
有的时候我们会忘记
that our Christian life is a warfare.
我们基督徒的生活就是一场征战。
Now of course it is not a warfare against people.
当然你不是跟人来打架征战的。
But there is a heavenly warfare.
一个属天的征战。
It is a warfare that has been fought throughout the centuries.
这个征战是历史历代的征战。
It is a warfare that is fought with man as the center.
那就是人类征战的一个中心。
There is a warfare between God and his enemy, Satan.
这是神跟他的仇敌撒旦的征战。
Now, of course, Satan cannot do anything to God.
当然撒旦他对着神他什么都做不来。
So you find he concentrates his attention to man.
所以他把他的注意力都集中在人的身上。
Because man is created by a God for a purpose.
因为人的被造是有一个目的的。
As we have mentioned before,
我们已经讲过了。
For God to destroy Satan, his enemy, is easy.
神要毁灭他的仇敌撒旦是很轻而易举的事情。
God said word, and it will be done.
神说一句话，什么都成就了。
But in doing that,God will not get the glory.
但是神这样做的话，神就得不到那个荣耀。
So he raised a man who is little lower than the angels.
所以他要得着那比天使微小的一点的人。
And use man to defeat his enemy, the Satan.
用人来打败他的仇敌撒旦。
Thank God, in spite of human weaknesses.
感谢神，虽然人有很多的软弱，
and yet God has His own way of overcoming the enemy.
但神有他的方法来胜过他的仇敌。
As we recall our past life,
我们回想我们的过去，
which you can see in Ephesians chapter
2. 你看到在以弗所书的第二章，
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1-3.
以弗所书二章一到三节。
This reminds us of our past.
那就再一次来提醒我们，我们过去是怎么样的。
Now as we review our past history,
我们回顾我们的历史。
The Apostle Paul here said,
保罗在这里他这样说。
And you, being dead in your offenses and sin,
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
Now this was our past life.
这就是我们过去的生活。
We were dead in offenses and sins.
我们死在过犯罪恶之中。
Even though we might not know it,
可能我们还不知道。
But so far as the truth is concerned,
但从真理的角度来看，
we were actually dead in offenses and sins.
我们是死在过犯罪恶之中。
How our past life offended God?
我们过去的生活怎么来反对神?
How we live a life of sins?
我们怎么活在罪恶之中?
And the way that we walk is according to the age of this world.
我们行事为人随从近世的风俗。
That is to say, we are following the fashion of this world.
我们就根据这个世界的一切的潮流。
The current of the world has swept us.
那个世界的潮流把我们冲走了。
And we will just follow the current of this world.
我们就根据这个潮流而去。
But more than that,
不单这样,
and this is something that we wasn't conscious.
有一个我们还不知道的。
Actually, we are walking according to the ruler of the authority of the air.
我们要顺服空中掌权者的首领。
The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience.
就是现今不逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
This is an area that we were not conscious of.
这是一个我们还没有留意到的一个层面。
We might be conscious of our own situation.
我们只注意到我们自己生活的环境。
And we might be conscious of the world that influences us.
我们也会注意到这个影响我们的世界。
But we was not aware that actually we are under the ruler of the authority of the air, the spirit that works in the life of those obedient.
但是我们不知道那个空中掌权者的首领就是现今在伯利之子心中运行的邪灵。
This was an area that we were not conscious of.
其实我们常常会忽略的不知道的一个的层面。
But actually, it was the force behind us.
但是这个就是在我们背后的那个的能力，那个力量。
We were not free.
我们就没有自由。
We were under the authority of darkness.
我们在黑暗的权势的底下。
The authority of darkness was over us.
那个黑暗的权柄就来掌控我们。
And he was behind everything that came upon us.
那就是他叫一切临到我们的事情都在他控制底下。
Therefore, we were the sons of wrath.
然后我们成为可怒之子。
This was a past history.
这是过去的历史。
But thank God.
但感谢神。
That in His mercy, He has sent His Son to save us.
因着他怜悯，他把他儿子差来拯救我们。
So brothers and sisters, when we were saved,
弟兄姊妹，当我们得救以后，
Do we know what has happened to us?
你知道发生在我们身上发生什么事吗？
We have already mentioned a few points.
我们已经讲过好几个点了。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信我们的主耶稣，
Not only our sins were forgiven,
不但我们罪过得到赦免，
But also we have received a new life.
我们还得到新的生命。
Christ became our life.
基督是我们的生命。
And we also have the indwelt Holy Spirit.
我们还有内住的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit dwells in each and every one of us.
圣灵住在我们每一个人的里头。
And His responsibility is to see that the life of Christ will grow in us.
他的责任要基督耶稣的生命在我们里头能够成长起来。
But there is another thing that we must remember.
但我还要记得一件事。
When we are saved,
当我们得救了，
there is a change of position.
我们的地位就改变了。
Formerly we belong to the enemy of God.
以前我们是属于神的仇敌的。
Just like the children of Israel under the rule of Pharaoh.
就好像以色列人以前是在法老的权柄底下。
But now God has delivered us out of the power of darkness.
但神先拯救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
And has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of God's love.
把我们迁到他爱子的国里头。
That was in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13.
那是哥罗西书1章13节的话。
So we who have believed in the Lord Jesus,
所以我们相信主的人,
we have a new position.
我们有个新的地位。
Formerly our position was under the authority of darkness.
以前我们的地位是在黑暗权势的底下。
Just like the children of Israel, they were under the authority of Pharaoh.
就好像以色列人在法老权柄底下一样。
But now,
但现在呢?
God has delivered us.
神拯救了我们。
He has translated us out of the power of darkness.
神要救我们脱离黑暗的权势。
And we are now in the kingdom of the Son of God's love.
我们现在在爱子的国里头。
Now this is our new position.
这是我们新的地位。
Satan couldn't do anything to God.
撒旦对于神，他什么都做不来。
So what he will try to fight against God is using man.
所以他要反对神，跟神对敌，他只能找到人。
He tried to bring man back to his power.
他要把人带回到他的权柄的底下。
In order to delay the work of God who is working among us.
他要把神在我们身上所做的工作把它拖延了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
there is one area that we must remember.
其实这一方面是我们必须要记得的。
We must remember as Christians,
你要记得你作为一个基督徒,
we are a center of conflict.
我们是那个征战的重心。
There is a universal conflict going on.
那在宇宙里头有一个最大的冲突。
And man is the center in that conflict.
在这个冲突征战里头, 人是那个冲突的重心。
God's purpose is to bring us into His eternal will.
神的心意要把我们带到他永远旨意的里面。
That we may be conformed to the image of His beloved Son.
我们要磨成他爱子的模样。
And as such, we will be able to fulfill the mission that God has given to us.
这样我们才能成就神所托付给我们的目的的旨意。
To bring all things to the feet of Jesus.
把万有都带到耶稣的脚下。
But Satan, who couldn't do anything to God,
撒旦对于神他什么都做不来。
He concentrates his attention to man.
所以他集中了他所有的注意力就向着人。
Especially those who are not under his control.
尤其那些不在他掌控的人的里头。
He's trying his best to bring us back to his control.
所以他尽他所能的把这些人带回到他掌控的里面。
And delay God's purpose to be fulfilled.
要把神那个旨意 延迟他能够成就。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
there is a dimension in our Christian life.
所以在我们基督徒生活里头还有一个的方向。
That means we must understand.
我们必须要知道的。
There is a spiritual war going on all the time.
这个属灵的征战一直在进行当中。
And we are the target of the enemy of God.
我们就是神仇敌的目标。
Unfortunately, God's people may not be conscious of that.
很可惜，今天神的儿女常常不留意这一点。
So in our Christian life,
所以在我们基督徒生活的里头,
when we are met with some unpleasant things,
我们遇到一些叫我们不愉快的事情,
we begin to murmur against God.
我们就向神发怨言了。
We do not know that the enemy is behind working.
我们忘记了原来仇敌在背后他有他的工作。
Now if you read the Bible,
如果你读圣经,
especially when reading the letter written by James,
如果你读到雅各所写的雅各书,
you find that he tells us very clearly,
他很清楚地告诉我们,
that God never tempts us.
神从来不试探人。
It is true, God may test us.
真的, 神会试验我们。
But he will never tempt us.
但他不会试探我们。
Now there is a great difference between temptation and testing.
你知道这个试探跟试验当中是一个很大的差别的。
Testing comes from God.
试验是从神来的。
Why does God want to test us?
为什么神要试验我们呢?
When will he be testing us?
他为什么要试我们呢?
Because he has first worked in us.
因为他首先要在我们身上做工。
And by testing, is testing what he has already done in us.
他要试验他在我们里头所做成的。
And through that, our faith may be increased.
这样的话，我们信心就会增加。
Just you remember what God did to Abraham.
就好像神向着亚伯拉罕所做的。
God did not test Abraham before he was matured.
到亚伯拉罕还没有成熟的时候，神不会试验亚伯拉罕。
Only after God has done so much in his life.
当神在亚伯拉罕身上做了那么多事情以后。
God knew that he had perfect faith in him.
他就知道亚伯拉罕向神有一个完全的相信。
So God wanted to bring out that which is in him.
就要神就要把亚伯拉罕里头的那个把他带出来。
So finally God testing him.
所以神就来试验亚伯拉罕。
And through testing, what God has done in his life was brought out.
当神将试验他的时候，神在他心里头所做的就能够显明出来了。
That he really loved God above everything.
他爱主超过了一切。
Even his only begotten son.
就是他最爱的独一的儿子。
The gift of God.
神所赏赐的。
He was willing to give up to God.
他甘心情愿地为神献上。
Now that is testing.
这是试验,
but what is temptation?
那试探又是什么呢?
In James we are told
在雅各书他这样告诉我们,
that God never tempts people.
神不试探人,
neither can he be tested.
他自己也不能够被试探,
but temptation comes from our lust.
那试探是从我们的私欲来的,
because within us there is the lust of the flesh.
因为在我们里头有肉体来的私欲,
and the lust of the flesh is an ally to the enemy.
那个肉体的私欲就是跟仇敌成为伙伴的。
So the enemy tried to stir up our lust.
那所以那个仇敌就要把我们里头的私欲来激动起来。
And when the lust comes out,
当你私欲发动的时候,
then it becomes sin.
你就要犯罪。
And through sin unto death.
然后罪就带进死亡。
So brothers and sisters,
那所以弟兄姊妹,
God never tempts us.
神从来不试探我们。
Temptation comes from the enemy.
试探从仇敌来的。
And the reason for temptation is to draw out our lust.
那所有的试探要把我们人的私欲把它引发出来。
So you can see the difference between temptation and testing. Now, brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹,
oftentimes we forget what our enemy, who our enemy really is. As we are with our brothers and sisters,
尤其我们跟弟兄姊妹在一起的时候,
as we live in this world,
我们活在这个世界里面,
we will find many temptations coming upon us.
我们发觉我们周围很多的引诱,
we will experience many different circumstances.
我们就经历很多不同的情形,
among the people that we are with,
有在我们相处的人当中,
with the things that happen in our life,
在我们生命发生方方面面的事情,
now when all these things are happening,
当这些事情一直在发生的时候,
what is your reaction?
你的反应是什么?
Is your reaction against man?
你的反应是针对人吗?
And you find Mr. So-and-so or Mrs. So-and-so is doing something wrong to you.
你发觉某人对着你做的是一些不该做的事情。
And you are unhappy with that.
你就很不高兴。
And as a result, you try to deal with that person.
所以你就要来对付那个人。
or whether an unpleasant situation comes to your life,
那生命里头现在有一个事情要发生了。
You begin to doubt if God really loves us.
你就怀疑神是不是真的爱我呢？
You know, this is what the children of Israel did.
那就跟以色列人一样的。
Whenever they met an unpleasant situation,
他们只要碰到一些他们不如意的事情，
they murmured against God.
他就向神发怨言。
Did God really love us?
神真爱我吗？
Or we began to blame people.
然后我们就埋怨我们周围的人。
All even to fight against people.
然后这跟人发生他的打架起来了。
Not knowing there is a spiritual dimension in our Christian life.
忘记了在我们基督徒生命里头那个另外一个的方向。
Now you look at the life of Paul.
如果你看保罗的生平，
you find Paul how he was persecuted by men.
你看保罗怎么被人所逼迫。
He was persecuted by the Jewish people.
他被犹太人逼迫。
What was his reaction?
他的反应是什么样？
Was it because the Jewish people persecuted him, therefore they became his enemies?
是不是因为犹太人在逼害他，犹太人就变成他的仇敌呢？
On the contrary,
相反的，
you find how he said he's willing to die for his brethren.
但是他说，为了我的弟兄，我情愿为他舍命。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
how could Paul overcome opposition?
为什么保罗能够胜过一切反对他的声音？
Because he realized that it is not the Jewish people.
他很清楚那个反对不是犹太人。
It is the enemy behind the Jewish people.
就是犹太人背后那个仇敌。
And the same thing is true with the Gentiles.
同样是外邦人一样的。
Not only with the Gentiles.
不但是外邦人。
But even with Christians.
就是在基督徒当中。
You find out how Paul sacrificed his life for the Corinthian believers.
你看保罗为了哥林多的教会他怎么牺牲他自己。
And how they rebel against him.
他怎么来反对保罗。
And yet Paul loved the Corinthian believers.
但是保罗爱哥林多的弟兄姊妹。
He was willing to die for them.
他为了他们甘愿舍命。
Why could he do that?
为什么他能做这个事?
Because he recognized who the enemy really was.
他因为知道谁是他的仇敌。
So whatever happened to the life of Apostle Paul.
所以使徒保罗不管他生命里头发生什么事情，
with all these unpleasant situations,
所有不如意的事情，
how he was misunderstood,
他怎么给人家误会，
how he was rejected,
他怎么给人家拒绝，
and yet he knew who really was the enemy.
他深知道他的仇敌是谁。
So you find that he had a spiritual warfare to fight.
所以他有个属灵的征战，他来征战的。
Not against man.
不是跟人征战。
But against the enemy behind everything.
就是在一切事情背后的那一个仇敌。
So that's what you find in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
所以你在哥林多后书第十章你就看到了。
In verse 3.
第三节，
He said, walking in flesh, we do not war according to flesh.
我们虽然在血气中行事，却不藉着血气征战。
So far as outward condition was concerned,
从我们外面我们来看，
we were walking in flesh.
我们的确是在血气中行事，
because we were just human beings.
因为我们就是人嘛。
After we are saved,
当我们得救以后，
we are still human beings.
我们还是一个人，
and we are still walking among other human beings.
我们就在其他人当中生活行事。
And yet Paul said, I do not war according to the flesh.
但是我征战不是根据血气来征战的。
Here you find Paul saw that spiritual dimension.
你看到保罗就看见那个属灵的另外一个的层面。
He was not deceived by what happened around him.
周围发生的事情不能够蒙骗他。
Because he knew who the enemy really was.
因为他真知道他的仇敌是谁。
So he said, our warfare is not against flesh.
他说，所以 我的征战不是属血气的。
And in order to fight that warfare,
为了要打这个属灵的征战，
it is not according to the flesh,
不是根据血气，
it is according to the spirit,
是根据属灵的。
So he said we are powerful according to God to the overthrow of strongholds.
所以他乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
The enemy has built up a stronghold in the mind of man.
仇敌在人的心思里头建立了一个坚固的营垒。
And how are you going to pull down the walls that the enemy has built in the mind of man?
你怎么把仇敌在人心思里头建立了坚固的营垒，你把它攻破呢？
You are not fighting against man.
你不是跟人来征战。
But you are powerful according to God.
你的能力是根据神的。
To the overthrow of strongholds.
你有能这个能力攻破坚固的营垒。
Overthrowing reasonings and every high thing that lifts itself up against the knowledge of God.
让个人计谋拦着人是人的至高的事，一切攻破了，把人信心夺回，使他顺服基督。
And leading captive every thought unto the obedience of the Christ.
又将人心意夺回，使他都顺服基督。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
in this spiritual warfare,
在属灵征战的里面，
what is the weapon?
你的兵器是什么？
The weapon is not according to the flesh.
你的兵器不是根据那个血气的。
It's not eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
不是以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Your weapon is prayer.
你的武器是祷告。
You go to God and pray over the situation.
你到神面前，你为了你的遭遇，你祷告在神面前。
That God will overcome.Overthrow all these obstacles.
神就叫胜过一切拦阻的事情。
And bring everything unto the obedience of Christ.
使他们都顺服在基督。
So this is our spiritual weapon.
这是我们属灵的兵器。
This is how important prayer is.
就是祷告为什么那么重要。
Whenever we are faced with a situation,
当我们遇到不同的情况的时候，
go to God,
到神面前去，
and ask God to intervene with the situation.
求主来处理这一切的情形。
He is the only one who is able to overcome the enemy.
只有他才能胜过仇敌。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
I remember a small story.
我还记得一个小故事。
There was once a little girl.
有一个小女孩。
And she believed in the Lord Jesus.
她相信主耶稣。
And she was very happy in the Lord.
她在主里头非常喜乐。
But then a person came to her.
但有一个人就到这个小女孩跟前。
And tried to tempt her.
就要试探她。
And said, little girl,
她小女孩啊，
you believe in the Lord Jesus?
你信耶稣吗？
He said yes.
她说是的。
Are you happy in the Lord?
你在主里头喜乐吗？
He said I'm happy in the Lord.
这小女孩说我在主里头很喜乐。
So the man told him,
那这个人就跟这个小女孩说了，
Suppose Satan came to your door,
如果撒旦来到你的门前，
And he knocked at the door,
他要敲你的门，
Now what will you do?
你怎么办？
He is trying to get into the door.
他要进到你里头去。
Are you able to resist him?
你能不能抵挡这撒旦呢？
The little girl thought for a while.
这小女孩想了一阵子。
And he said,
那他就说了，
When the enemy knocked at my door,
当仇敌来敲我门的时候，
I turned to Jesus,
我回到耶稣那里。
And said, will you please go and open the door?
主耶稣啊，你去开门吧。
So the Lord went to the door and opened it.
当主耶稣跑去开门的时候，
And when Satan saw the Lord,
那从撒旦看到是耶稣，
He said, I'm sorry, I knocked the wrong door.
那撒旦说对不起，我打错门了。
And he went away.
那撒旦就走了。
Now brothers and sisters,
那弟兄姊妹，
I think it is a good illustration.
我想这是很好的例子。
Whenever we are in temptation,
当我们在试探的面前，
Do not try to fight against your temptation.
不要靠你自己来跟那个试探来征战。
Because the more you try to fight, the less will be your victory.
你越去征战, 你输得更惨。
You are no match to the enemy.
你跟仇敌不能比的。
He is that old serpent.
他是那个古蛇。
But if you turn to the Lord,
但回到主哪里?
And let the Lord open the door,
让主为你开门,
Satan will flee away.
撒旦就会逃跑了。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹,
there is this third dimension.
这是第三个方面,
and we need to be aware of it.
我们必须要注意它。
And this brings us victory.
也就把得胜的生活带给我们。
Now, we have seen these three dimensions of Christian life.
我们看到基督徒这三个方面的生活。
If by the grace of God, we are faithful.
感谢主他，我们要忠心。
Now, what will be the result?
我们得到什么的结果呢?
And in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8.
那在提摩太后书4章8节这样说的。
He said, henceforth.
所以,
because of you have combated the good combat.
因为你打了美好的仗,
you have finished the race.
因为你跑进当跑的路,
you have kept the faith.
你守住所信的道,
therefore,
所以,
the crown of glory is laid up for me.
就有公义的冠冕为我存留,
which the Lord, the righteous judge, will render to me in that day.
就是按照公义审判的主到哪儿要赐给我的。
God's purpose is that we are not just barely saved.
神的心意不要我们仅仅的得救。
You know how great is the love of God.
你知道神何等爱我们。
He does not just want to save us.
他不是要光救了我们。
Barely saved.
仅仅得救。
His purpose is that we may receive the crown of righteousness. He's ready to crown us with crown. And not only Paul said for me,
保罗说不但是为了我,
but for all who love his appearing.
这是给那个爱慕他显现的人。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
what is our attitude towards the appearing of the Lord?
主的显现, 我们的态度是怎么样?
Are we expecting the Lord not to appear soon?
我们是不是盼望主不要那么快回来呢?
Or are we love the appearing of the Lord?
还是我们爱慕他的显现呢?
Are we looking for his appearing?
还是我们一直期待主的显现呢?
That explains our inward attitude.
那就说明我们心里头到底的情形是怎么是。
Now if we really love his appearing,
如果你真的爱慕他的显现,
because we know when he shall appear,
因为我们知道当他显现的时候,
we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
我们就在主审判台前我们就显现了。
As Christians,
尤其我们基督徒,
as those who are saved,
我们喜欢得救的人,
we will not go through the judgment of the great white throne.
我们不需要经过白色大宝座的审判。
One day God will set up his great white throne.
有一天神要设立他白色的大宝座。
And he will judge all the dead.
他要把所有死的人都要来审判他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
we will not go into that judgment.
我们不需要经过哪个审判。
Because when Christ was judged on Calvary's cross,
因为基督在加勒山的十字架, 他为我们受了审判了。
He was judged instead of us.
他为我们受审判, 为我们舍命。
So we are delivered from the judgment of the great white throne.
所以我们就不需要经过白色大宝座的审判。
A throne is a judicial judgment.
那个
judicial,
就是律法的审判。
It is a judgment of life or death.
那是生死的审判。
But here you find we Christians,
但我们知道我们基督徒,
we will not go through the judgment of the great white throne.
我不需要经过白色大宝座的审判。
But That doesn't mean we will not be judged.
但不是说我们就不需要经过任何的审判了。
We will all appear at the judgment seat of Christ.
我们要在基督的台前受审判。You
know, the Bible is written with the Eastern custom behind.
圣经是要根据东方的风俗习惯写的。
Now, according to the Eastern custom,
在东方的风俗里头,
not today, of course.
当然不是今天了。
When I was a boy, I was still in that old custom.
我小的时候还在那个风俗的里头。
We have four generations living under one roof.
我们世代同堂, 同住一个屋子。
Not only my father and the uncles,
不单是我的父亲, 我的叔叔,
even my aunt and the married aunt,
我的姨,我的叔母, 我已经结婚的叔母,
we all lived together.
我们都住在一起,
my grandfather took good care of everything.
我的祖父就照顾了所有的一切,
all the grandchildren that were going to school, he would pay the tuition.
所有孙子上学, 他付学费,
every grandchildren that are married, he will give the money for the marriage.
我孙子结婚他付钱。
I was the last one that got the money in my marriage.
我是最后一个孙子拿到我祖父钱。
And my grandmother took care of all the meals.
然后我的祖母就管所有人吃饭。
We just live in our apartments.
我住在我们的那个房子里头。
And when the meal time came,
当要吃饭的时候,
in the old days, we all had slaves.
然后过去我们都有工人的,
and they would come and ask them to go and eat.
他就来叫我们去餐厅吃饭了。
After you finish eating, you go back to your apartment.
然后吃完饭以后,
grandfather paid all.
那也祖父也付了一切的钱,
grandmother did all.
然后祖母就什么都做,
that was the old-fashioned way.
那是过去的一个的风俗,
of course.
那当然了,
lots of gossipies.
那就很多闲话,
having nothing to do.
因为没事做嘛,
brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹,
but in the old days,
但在过去这古老的日子里头,
once in a while,
有一次,
there will be a family meeting.
就有一个家庭的聚会,
the head of the family will be sitting on a lifted up place.
那个家长就坐在一个稍微高一点的地方,
it's called Bima.
那就叫做Bima.
He will be sitting there.
他说这个高一点地方,
and all the members of the family will stand before him.
那所有家庭的成员就站在他跟前。
If you are not a member of the family, you cannot attend.
如果你不是家庭的成员, 你没有资格进来的。
And why do they have such a family meeting?
为什么有这个家庭的聚集呢?
Because after a while,
因为过了一阵子,
some of the children had bring honor to the family.
因为有些孩子啊, 为了家族的缘故, 叫家族得到光彩了。
And they need to be praised and rewarded.
所以在哪里要来赞赏他, 要来奖励他。
And some of the members of family bring disgrace to the family.
但有的家的成员呢, 就家庭啊, 蒙羞了。
And they need to be blamed and disciplined.
所以在哪里要责备他, 要来教训他。
It was not a judgment of life and death.
那不是生死的审判,
but it is a judgment of reward and loss of reward.
那是要得到赏赐得不到赏赐的审判。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
one day we shall all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
有一天我们要站在基督的审判台前。
And he will judge us according to how we live after we believe in him.
他要审问我们说, 你信主以后, 你怎么过活的?
Have we kept the faith?
你要守住你所信的吗?
Have we run the race?
你要跑进你要跑的路吗?
Have we fought the good fight?
你要打那美好的仗吗?
And if by the grace of God, you did,
如果靠着神恩典, 你都做好了,
you will be rewarded with a crown of righteousness.
就给你享受一个公义的冠冕。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
are you looking forward to that?
你期盼这个吗?
Finally,
最后
as I try to introduce to you some of the old co-workers of Watchman Nee,
我要在这里介绍尼弟兄的过去是老同工。
There is one probably most of you, maybe a few of you may know.
我要介绍这一个，大概只有很少数的人知道他。
I'm privileged to know that person.
我有那个特权，我是很知道他。
This was Brother Philip Luan.
阮斐利弟兄。
I don't know if you have ever heard his name.
你听过阮斐利弟兄的名字吗？
He was one of the early workers with Watchman Nee.
他是尼弟兄早期的同工。
He was born in what we call Dongshan Sheng, the three provinces in the east.
他在中国东北省三省里头出生的。
He was born to a very rich family.
他出生的家庭非常的富裕。
Because later on the Japanese took some of their properties to build an airport.
因为他的后来日本人在他家里头拿了一些的地，这能建一个飞机场。
When he was a teenager,
当他是青少年的时候
he was sent to Russia to study.
他被送到俄国来学习的。
He told me,
他告诉我
when he went to Russia, he didn't know any Russian.
他到俄国，他一句俄文都不懂的。
He only know one sentence.
他只懂一句话。
Nikosites.
Nikosites, 我不知道什
么。None of your business.
不干你的事。
Whenever people talk to him, he said Nikosites.
是什么人跟他讲话，他都说不干你的事。
He participated in the Russian Revolution.
他参加俄国的大革命。
He was awarded for his effort.
他所有他的努力得到奖项的。
When he came back to China,
当他回到中国
，When he came down from the train in the city,
他从一个城市的火车他下来
，He saw a former acquaintance in Russia.
他看到他以前在俄国那些朋友们
，And that.Acquaintance became a coolie. Coolie. Do you know coolie?
Yeah, do I do? 他就看见那个苦力，就是帮忙搬东西的那个人。
And he was surprised.
他就很惊讶。
So he asked that friend.
他就问他的朋友。
How did it come to you?
结果你怎么会发生这个事呢？
Oh, he said.
他就回答他。
Opium.
鸦片。
The Russian.Encourage the Chinese to smoke opium.
那俄国人鼓励中国人抽鸦片。
And this man smoked opium.
这个人就抽鸦片。
So finally he lost everything.
所以他什么都没了。
And this reminded Brother Luan, he was also a opium smoker.
但阮斐利弟兄他也抽鸦片的。
So instead of going home,
所以他想我现在不要回家。
He went to a hotel.
他跑到一个旅馆里头。
He shut himself in that hotel.
他把自己关在房间里头。
Determined to get rid of opium.
他要把鸦片要戒掉他。
And he told me.
他告诉我。
For 3 days and 3 nights, how he struggled.
三天三夜他在那里挣扎。
It was as if death.
他好像要死了。
But he would rather die than smoke opium.
他但是他情愿就这样死去。
And he was clear of opium.
那就把鸦片戒掉了。
He went home.
他就回家。
His father passed away. His father passed away.
他的父亲过去了。
His elder brother had a gold store.
他的哥哥有一个的
金子店。金子店。
卖金子的金子店。黄金的。
And he had nothing to do.
他什么事情他没有事情干。
So what did he do?
他做什么呢?
He persecuted Christians.
他去逼迫基督徒
Not because he knew who Christians were.
他不是因为他知道基督徒是什么。
Because he came from Russia.
因为他从俄国回来。
So somehow he hated Christianity.
所以他对基督教就非常反感。
There was only one church in his town.
在他的城里头只有一堂的礼拜堂。
And you know how he persecuted them?
你知道他怎么来对付他们吗？
He engaged a group of children.
他就雇了一班的小朋友。
When they were meeting,
当他们聚集的时候,
and they were singing,
他们唱歌,
threw sand into their mouth.
Sand, 就是, sand. 哦,
and they, when they were standing up to pray,
当他们站在那里祷告的时候,
remove all the benches,
他就把所有他们坐的椅子都搬走,
and finally, that church was closed.
结果, 那礼拜堂要关门了。
That was his work.
这是他的工作。
Because he had nothing to do.
因为他没事干。
One day it was raining.
有一天下雨。
And he was in his brother's store.
他就他在他哥哥的店里头。
He was trying to find something to read.
他要找些书来看看。
And he saw under the table there was a book.
他看见桌子底下有本书。
So he began to take the book and read it.
他就把书拿出来读它。
He didn't know that it was a hymn book.
他不知道那是诗歌。
And that hymn book said,
那诗歌这样说。
He said, Song first.
那个诗篇第一篇。
He read that hymn book.
他读那个歌本。
And that hymn book said,
那个诗歌就这样说了。
He said, the wicked are not so, but are as the chaff which the wind drives away.
恶人并不是这样，乃像糠胚被风吹散。
Well, he said, that was meaningful.
那他说这有意思哈。
So the next morning,
所以第二天早晨,
he went to the church building.
他就跑到那个礼拜堂。
Now of course it was closed.
那已经关门了。
But he pushed the door.
他就把门推开。
And the door was open.
那门就打开。
So he went into the platform.
他就跑到讲台上。
He saw a big book there.
他看了一本大书放在上
面。 He opened it up.
他打开那本大书。
It was Psalm first.
刚好也是诗篇第一篇。
Oh, he said, this comes from the Bible.
哦，原来这个歌是从圣经来的。
So he took the Bible and brought it home.
所以他把那个大书就带回家去了。
The first time he stole anything, it was the Bible.
他第一次偷东西就把圣经偷走。
And he began to study, to read the Bible.
他就来研读圣经。
But at the same time,
同时,
you know what he was doing?
你知道他干什么事呢？
He was the leader in the Northwest for the Second Revolution.
他在东北是搞第二次革命的一个领袖。
Now if you know Chinese history,
如果你知道中国历史的话,
in the revolution there are two revolutions.
有两次的革命。
Once against the Manchu Dynasty.
这第一次是反对那个繁明的。
And the second time is against 袁世凯。
满族的。
Against 袁世凯。
第二次是反对袁世凯的。
And he was the leader in the Northeast.
他是东北革命的领袖。
The leader of it.
就是其中的领袖。
You know how wise he was?
你知道他多聪明吗？
He said in order to do the work of revolution,
他为了要搞革命,
you need money.
你需要钱。
Where could you get the money?
你怎么把钱找来呢？
The best thing is to open a cigarette factory.
最好是开卖烟的烟厂，烟草厂。
So he opened a cigarette factory.
所以他开了一个卖香烟的厂。
But after he produced the cigarettes,
当把香烟生产出来之后，
all the other cigarette company opposed him.
所有香烟的厂都反对他。
And told these stores not to sell his cigarettes.
叫所有卖烟的地方不准卖他的香烟。
You know how clever he was?
你知道他多聪明。
He engaged lots of people.
他又雇了一半人来。
Sitting on the rickshaw.
坐在那个车是人力车上。
Going through the city.
把这个人力车啊到
处去拉。Visiting every store.
到每一个的小卖烟的地方去。
Coming to buy cigarettes.
就进来说要买香烟。
And put out his cigarette.
就把他的香烟拿出来。
And we want this cigarette.
他说我要这个牌子的香烟。
This is the best one.
这是全城最好的。
Of course, the store did not have that.
因为那个商店就没有这个牌子的香烟。
So they began to ask him for cigarettes.
所以他就来跟栾弟兄要买香烟了。
He said, "My cigarette is so good."
他说我的香烟是
so good.
它是很好的。
You have to pay first.
你先付钱
so they pay money.
所以他们先付钱
and then everybody disappeared.
然后昨天那些来买烟的人都不见了
so how should the store do?
那这些店子怎么办
they try to push his bread.
那所以只能够赶快推销他的香烟
and his cigarette became famous.
所以他的香烟变成很有名了
and he said in order to do the work of revolution.
他为了要搞革命
he had to have a place to advertise.
他要登广告。
Now, where could he find a place that he could advertise?
到底在哪个地方可以登广告呢
？The best place is YMCA.
最好就是青年会。
So he used YMCA to advertise revolution.
所以他在青年会来登他革命的广告。
The Japanese tried to capture him.
日本人要来抓他。
He had to flee for his life.
所以他要逃命。
Once he left his house,
他离开他的家
but he remember,
他记得
the name of all those revolutionaries were in his house.
那个革命的同党都的名单都在家里
So he had to go back and destroy it.
他必须回去把名单毁了
How could he do that?
他怎么做呢
He disguised himself as a tailor.
他把自己装扮成一个裁缝
And with all the books there.
有很多书
And one night he went back.
有个晚上他回去
He saw the door was closed.
他看见门关了
He pushed it.
他推那个门
The door was open.
那门打开
And he was caught.
这个被抓了
And he said, I'm a tailor.
他说我是个裁缝啊
Look, this family ordered these clothes and they did not pay me.
那些人他做了衣服现在还没有给我付钱
Oh, I have to go to the laboratory.
那我要去哪里洗手间
Yeah. So he went there.
他进去了
All his documents were hidden there.
所有他的文件就藏在厕所
He pulled it and washed away.
他就冲在厕所里头冲走了
You know how clever he was.
你就知道他多聪明
Once he was in a hotel.
有时当他在旅馆里头
As he was walking down the stairs.
他从楼上下来
The secret service were asking the table.About him.
那个特务在问他，那几个人在哪里
？Oh, he said, I saw that man. He just went out that way.
他说我认识他，他在那边走了。
Go and follow him.
快追他。
And he escaped.
然后他也逃了。
But while he was escaping,
当他在逃的时候
，the Lord began to speak to him.
主向他讲话。
One day in the hotel,
有一天在旅馆里头
，he was praying.
他在祷告。
The Spirit of God began to convict him.
主神的灵来改变他。
He prayed and wept until the carpet was wet.
他一面祷告一面哭，地毯都湿了。
He believed in the Lord Jesus.
他相信了主耶稣基督。
One day he went out.
一天他出来了。
He saw there was one preaching on the street.
他看有人在街上讲道。
Now because he had believed.
因为他相信了。
So he also went in.
所以他就加进去。
And not only listened.
不但在听。
But afterwards he talked to the preacher.
然后他还跟那个讲道人说。
I know who the preacher was.
我知道那个讲道人是谁。
I knew him.
不是贾玉明。是贾玉明吗？
No.
是那个。我不认识他。
The next day.
第二天。
He was in the room.
他在房间里头。
Nobody knew where he was.
没人知道他在哪里。
And he was praying.
他在哪里祷告。
The God gave him four verses.
主给他四句圣经，四句话。
And then he heard knocking at the door.
然后他听见有人敲门。
He was frightened.
他就害怕了。
He was afraid that it was the Japanese trying to find him.
他担心是日本人找到他了。
But when he opened the door, he saw the preacher.
他门打开就是那个传道人。
And the preacher came in.
那传道人进来,
gave him four scripture verses.
也给他四节的经文,
exactly what the Lord had told him.
就跟主给刚刚给他的完全一样。
The Lord called him to serve God.
主呼召他来服侍他。
Now how could he serve God?
他怎么来服侍主呢?
Now, of course, if you want to serve God, you have to study the Bible.
如果你要服侍主, 你最少要读圣经啊。
Now where could he go to study the Bible?
他在哪里来学习圣经呢?
And then, of course, he has that cigarette factory there.
他还有他的香烟床在哪里呢?
So he tried to pay back all the debts.
所以他把所有欠的债都还清了。
But people who owe him will not give him money.
但那个欠他钱的人就没有把钱给他。
Because they knew he was being sought for.
因为他知道他是被通吃的。
But he still was very rich.
但他还是很富有。
So he got up his money and came to Shanghai.
所以他把钱都带了到上海去。
He went to the Bible school.
他跑到圣经学院里头,
but he was so anxious to serve the Lord.
他太热心要服侍主了,
so he rented a place.
他到一个地方, 在上海一个地方,
and he engaged a pastor.
他就雇了一个牧师,
you preach for me first.
你先替我讲道,
and on weekend I'll come and preach with you.
然后再过日子, 我就跟你一起讲道,
because he was so zealous for the Lord.
因为他对主大有热心。
And you know what happened?
你知道发生什么事吗?
All the money in the bank was bankrupt.
他存在银行里头的钱，结果银行倒闭了。And
he had tuberculosis.
他就变成一无所有了。肺病。哦，他要得到肺病。That's
when I met him.
就在那时候我认识他。He
was a handchild for his sickness.
他因为生病, 他在杭州养病,
I went to see him.
我就去看他。
You see how the Lord dealt with that brother?
你看神怎么对付我们的弟兄?
He worked with watchmen.
他是尼弟兄的同工。
He was greatly used by the Lord.
神大大的使用他。
He opened up especially the Qigong province.
尤其在浙江省里头，神大大的使用他。
Later on,
过一阵子,
he worked in Peking and Tianjin.
他在北京、天津服侍。
And he died early because of his hard labor.
因为他这种劳苦，他很年轻就过去了。
Of course, there are many other things I can tell you.
有很多还有他的故事我可以告诉你的。
But thank God.
但感谢神,
this brother,
结尾弟兄,
he was faithful to the Lord to the very end.
他向主至死忠心。
He left the world,
他丢弃世界,
in order to devote himself totally to God.
把自己完全的献给主。
So may this be an encouragement.
我希望这成为我们每个人的激励。
That by the grace of God,
靠着主的恩典,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹啊,
let's keep the faith.
我要守住我们所信的,
let's run the race.
我们要跑我们当跑的路,
and let's fight the good fight.
我们打美好的仗,
God bless you.
主祝福我们,
shall we pray?
我们一同祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for giving us this time together.
主为了你给我们这样相聚的时间, 我们感谢你。
We pray that Thy word will really go deep into our hearts.
我们就用求你的话深深地放在每个人心里头。
And by Thy grace, we may shout the shout victory as our brother Paul.
我们靠着你恩典能够呼叫好像保罗得胜的呼声一样。
It is not for the reward that we are looking for.
不是为了我们要得做那个的奖赏。
But Thou art our reward.
是我们的奖赏。
Oh dear Lord, bless everyone here.
主啊, 祝福在座的每一个人。
That when you shall there, Thou shalt appear.
当你显现的时候,
and we appear before thy judgment seat.
当我在基督台前被显出来的时候,
we may hear the voice.
我们要听见有声音说,
good and faithful servant.
好忠心的仆人,
we ask in thy precious name.
我们靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.